JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
Roger Clark Hall opens at Montpelier. Also in our program, or glimpses of Jamaica segment. This is Roundabout JA. Welcome and do stay with us. The Roger Clark Exhibition Hall, located at the Montpelier Agricultural Showground in St. James, was officially opened on Easter Monday. The 400-square-foot building was established at a cost of $10.5 million. It involved a partnership between the St. James Association of Branch Societies of the Jamaica Agriculture Society, JAS, and the Western Jamaica Business Community. The exhibition hall features a display section in which the Rural Agricultural Development Authority, RADA, demonstration area will be located, a wall display of pictures featuring Mr. Clark, a meeting room, an auditorium for local JAS functions, as well as a VIP lounge on the upper floor of the structure. The facility was opened at the 32nd staging of the Montpelier Agricultural and Industrial Show, which was dedicated to the memory of the late Agriculture Minister. Addressing thousands of patrons gathered for the event, Agriculture Minister Derek Kellyer said the building is a fitting tribute.
All of you know quite well, Roger never missed a show here at Montpelier when he was Minister of Agriculture. And for his magnificent contribution and his ability to have the common touch with our people who farm in the hills and the valleys of this country, as well as those who have huge plantations on the plains. It is indeed a fitting tribute to him.
He has commended the St. James Association of Branch Societies under the leadership of President of the Group and Mayor of Montego Bay, Glendon Harris, for conceptualizing and bringing the idea to reality.
The National Solid Waste Management Authority, in partnership with the Ministry of Water, Land, Environment and Climate Change, will be rolling out a 6-month pilot program for the collection of electronic waste across selected communities in St. Catherine, Kingston and St. Andrew. They will be collecting your e-waste on the last Sunday of each month during the pilot program. Visit nswma.gov.jm for more information and play your part. Remember, Jamaica's beauty is our duty. Funded by the Strategic Approach to International Chemicals Management.
We are going to emancipate ourselves from mental slavery because while others can free the body, none but ourselves can free our minds. Words of Marcus Garvey. That is what is needed to build an authentic and transformational culture that will help to transform Jamaica into the place of choice to live, work, raise families, and do business. On the Community Notice Board, Retreat Citizens Association and Neighborhood Watch, in association with the SDC and the JCF's Community Safety and Security Unit, presents its community fair under the theme Bridging the Gap, Friday, April 10, from 9:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. at the Retreat Community Playfield, Alexander Park, St. Thomas. And now, for our glimpse of Jamaica.
We have to come into our house very early. By 6 o'clock, everybody would be inside. Our grandmother tell us stories about the Bible, and then she give us some Anansi story. Sometimes the Anansi stories make us get afraid. So when we go into our bed now, we scringe up into the corner and cover up our head with the sheet and our feet, because we're afraid of Anansi. This Anansi story, we're afraid that the man coming back for us and things like that, you know. So the man, when we get up now, she would say, on a fool like what? Childhood days was joy. Tell my name was Joyce A. Ricketts Samuels. Well, I'm actually 80.
And remember, you too can share your favorite glimpse of Jamaica. Email glimpses at jis.gov.jm or call 926-359024. That brings us to the end of today's program. With studio engineer Andre Sawyers, I'm Casita Irving. Thanks for your company.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.